This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome back, folks. We are visiting with Rafael Goyeneche, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission. The other day, Rafi, we were made aware that Ann Breaux has filed a civil rights federal lawsuit against Mayor LaToya Cantrell. Tell us about it.
Right. So, you know, this is, the other shoe to drop on the self-inflicted wound that the mayor initiated when she filed a civil action in May of this year against Ann Breaux, alleging that she was harassing and stalking her. So in May, the mayor went into civil court and filed a petition, not as in her capacity as mayor, but in her capacity as LaToya Cantrell, private citizen. So she had to pay the filing fee, and that was personal funds that were spent on doing that. And that triggered the court to issue a temporary restraining order and schedule the mayor's accusations or petition for a hearing. And ultimately, after two appearances in court in which the mayor never publicly appeared, the mayor she actually brought in her private criminal defense attorney that she hired to handle some of the federal subpoenas that had been issued to her, Mr. Castain, Eddie Castain. So he appeared in court, and the court, after reviewing what the mayor alleged and listening to arguments presented by Mr. Castain and Ann Breaux's attorney, Justin Schmidt, the court summarily dismissed the mayor's claims and ordered her to pay attorney's fees and court costs. So Ann Breaux and her attorney never had the opportunity to call the mayor to the witness stand to find out how she got Ann Breaux's driver's license photo, how the mayor obtained Ann Breaux's Social Security number that were included in her petition, and how the mayor was aware that allegedly, Ann Breaux had been arrested in another parish in 2016. So they never had that opportunity to call the mayor because the judge considered the mayor's case so baseless that it got dismissed before the mayor had to come defend her accusations. So what happened last Friday was that Ann Breaux's attorney went into federal court and filed a civil rights case alleging that the mayor defamed her and used her position as mayor to obtain information and influence the police department to provide her with information from law enforcement restricted databases that should not have been shared with a civilian or even as a mayor, because the mayor's complaint against Ann Breaux was not a criminal matter. It was a civil matter that she filed. So that lawsuit was filed last Friday, which now means that Ann Breaux and her attorney has subpoena power. Not only was the mayor named in her capacity as the mayor, but also as a private citizen, the mayor's chief of staff was also named individually and in his capacity as the chief of staff. There were three police officers that were named, a Leslie Guzman, Sergeant Victor Gant, and Officer Ryan St. Martin. And the petition also mentions five other unnamed, unknown individuals that may have played a role in this. So the attorney representing Ann Breaux doesn't know the name of the five other people, but now that this suit has been filed, they're going to be able to subpoena and obtain records as to how the mayor obtained this information, who from the police department was responsible for running this information through their restricted database, who did they provide that information to. And this petition sets forth a very compelling case of the mayor using her authority over the police department and influence over the police department to obtain information that she should not have had access to. And if that can be proven, it exposes the city and the taxpayers to having to fund a possible in any civil damages or settlement. And, of course, the cost of defending this lawsuit will be absorbed by the taxpayers in the city of New Orleans. And all of this was put into motion not by Ann Breaux, but by Mayor Cantrell. And, you know, this is another example of the taxpayers having to step up and fund unfounded and baseless, and another example of the mayor's arrogance with respect to her official duties as mayor and thinking that she can use the police department as a pawn to leverage into trying to intimidate people from photographing her in public places. And that's the only thing Ann Breaux did. Ann Breaux didn't stalk the mayor. Ann Breaux didn't know the mayor was dining on the balcony at the Tableau restaurant, which is right across from her balcony, until she stepped out on her balcony. And she never set foot on the street. She didn't know the mayor was there till she saw her at about 5:45 on April the 7th. And she snapped that photograph. But interestingly enough, a few weeks ago, we saw that Officer Vappi was indicted. And one of the counts that he was indicted for wire fraud, which is the equivalent of payroll fraud, was that he was billing the city for his official duties as a police officer or a member of the mayor's executive protection team on April the 7th. So that was one of the named seven counts in the federal indictment that was issued against Officer Vappi. And Ann Breaux's photograph that she provided to the Crime Commission, that we filed a complaint with the Public Integrity Division and we shared with the public, not Ann Breaux, but she provided it to us and we disseminated it to what we believe was the proper agency, which is an internal investigation. We provided that information to the appropriate law enforcement agencies and we shared that information with the public. And the person that the mayor decided to single out was Ann Breaux, to send a message to Ann Breaux and anyone else that would be thinking about taking her photograph in public. that there will be a price to pay. And ultimately, it looks like the price that's going to be paid is by the mayor personally and by the taxpayers, because the mayor misused her authority and influence over the police department to obtain information that should not have been shared with her. So we're going to see how this litigation plays out moving forward. But now the case is not going to be summarily dismissed. There will be discovery, and ultimately the mayor may be called as a witness, and she'll have to testify under oath.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
So it'll be
Rafi,
who manages...
Who manages the litigation for the city? So who is that going to be, the city attorney?
Well, I don't know. They have the capabilities to do it in-house, but they could farm it out to another firm too.
No, I'm just talking about the management of the litigation, not actually who's going to handle it.
I believe the attorney's office.
Because the city's self-insured, are they not?
Yes.
And you know, this is a prime. This is ripe, I should say, for the issuance of a reservation of rights letters that they actually acted, that the mayor acted outside the course and scope of her employment, because this is something personal to her. She filed in her personal right. And it's going to be interesting to see whether or not anyone is going to step in and say, whoa, wait a minute, we're not covering legal costs for you. We'll issue the reservation of rights, and if the judgment is in your personal capacity, you are responsible for all of these, you know, attorney's fees, not the city, not the taxpaying citizens of New Orleans. And
right.
I hope the council or somebody steps up and gets involved, someone independent of the mayor's office, because otherwise they'll be able, in fact, in the case of all of these defendants, they'll be able to you know, shirk their personal responsibilities for their actions, you know, and have the city pay for that when they should be personally liable for that.
I agree.
We used to issue reservation and rights letters all the time at the JPSO when it was clear to us that we would provide the defense, but we'd issue the reservation of rights when it was clear to us that they were acting outside the course and scope of their employment.
Right. Well, again, so this just happened last Friday. It hadn't even been a week yet.
Yeah.
So we'll see how this progresses. But again, you know, just another another example of the mayor's distorted sense of entitlement and arrogance, resulting in now not just exposure to herself personally, but exposing the city to the cost of having to defend this litigation, and of course exposing the city to any potential judgments that may be rendered with respect to this as well.
All right, we've got to get to a break. We're visiting with Rafael Goyeneche, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission. When we come back, we'll talk about the Orleans homicide victims and arrests from January 1st through July 31st of 2024. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.